Health officials are investigating an outbreak of West Nile virus that's spreading rapidly through parts of the South. There are 88 confirmed cases of illness caused by the virus in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. That's the largest outbreak the United States has seen of this mosquito-borne illness since it was first detected in this country in 1999. Four people have died from West Nile virus this summer, all four in Louisiana, where most of the new cases have been diagnosed. NPR's Joshua Leves reports.
The people who have fallen ill from West Nile virus live in all parts of Louisiana. The outbreak has not been confined to any one section of the state. Dr. Erin Brewer is director of the Office of Public Health for a region just north of New Orleans. She says many of the people who come down with the illness have been exposed to a large number of mosquitoes.
Many people who are fishermen, a lot of people who work outdoors, say mowing lawns, and some people can tell you, yeah, I got bitten by a bunch of mosquitoes. 3 days later, I had fever and chills and muscle aches, and then a couple of days after that, I went to the doctor.
The West Nile virus is transmitted by mosquitoes. It is not exchanged person to person. It was first found in the U.S. 3 years ago when more than 60 people fell ill in New York City and 7 died. No one's sure how the illness came to the U.S., but scientists do know this. Mosquitoes infect birds, and then other mosquitoes pick up the virus from birds and transmit it to humans and other animals. Dr. Lyle Peterson oversees insect-borne illnesses for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The reason why the virus has spread so far, so fast in this country is that the primary reservoir of the virus is in birds, and birds can fly hundreds of miles in a day. And in fact, the way we've seen the virus spread in the last couple of years from New York down to the southeast fits very closely with bird migration patterns.
West Nile virus has been detected in birds and animals throughout much of the eastern half of the country. And among humans, it's showing up earlier in the summer than it used to. The first case in Louisiana this year was diagnosed in early June.
That's not entirely unexpected, since we know the mosquito season is longer in the southern United States. But it also means that there is simply more time for the infection to build up in nature and infect more people.
Very few people who contract the West Nile virus fall ill. Even those who do generally experience only flu-like symptoms that go away without treatment. But in a very few cases, less than 1%, people develop West Nile encephalitis, an inflammation of the brain, or meningitis, an inflammation of the membranes surrounding the brain. Those who experience the severe symptoms are generally the old and frail, or people whose immune systems have been weakened by, for example, cancer treatment or AIDS. Again, Dr. Erin Brewer.
They're treated supportively. I mean, if their headaches and fever are treated with pain medicine and a fever reducer, and if they're sick enough to be dehydrated, they'll get some IV fluids. If they need some help breathing, then, a respirator can be used to help them breathe. There's not an antibiotic or an antiviral medication that has been proven to work against the West Nile virus.
Most people with severe illness will recover. Health officials are trying to limit the spread of the virus by tackling the areas where mosquitoes are breeding, spraying roadside ditches and swamps, for example. In Louisiana, local mosquito control offices do that. The state is divided into parishes rather than counties, and about a third of the state's population live in parishes that don't have mosquito control. Those areas are in dire need of help. David Hood, head of the state's Department of Health and Hospitals, says that's the main reason the governor declared a state of emergency.
At the rate that our parishes are spraying and doing other intensive activities related to the West Nile virus outbreak, they're going to deplete those resources very quickly. And so we're seeking any available federal funding and resources that we can get.
Hood also says hospitals throughout the state may soon be overloaded, partly because 20% of the state is without health insurance. Louisiana has asked the federal government for $12 million in emergency aid, and that's just for starters.
I expect it will keep growing. We'll have a lot more cases, and it's not going to abate until the cold weather sets in October or November.
In the meantime, officials are encouraging people to protect themselves. The state has started a media campaign encouraging folks to stay indoors when possible, and when outside, wear long sleeves and bug spray containing DEET. Officials say they don't want anyone to panic, but they do want to do everything they can to prevent further cases. Joshua Leves, NPR News.